Before we go to a new batch of speed jokes, here's our friend Marge Sipla. Hi, Marge.
Hi, John. Trying to stay warm here today.
Marge lives in LaGrange, Illinois. I used to live in LaGrange Park. I don't think you and I ever bumped into each other in that neck of the woods, did we?
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did not.
I don't think I was listening to WGN then at that time.
Ah, well, we're glad that you started listening at least during the pandemic. Since the first day we did jokes, you started writing them down, and you have cataloged every single joke we've told for 4+ years now, and you help us pick out the joke of the month each month now. So you've got the 4 jokes that you think we should consider for December?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll do some, you do some. Here's Marge's suggestion. Number one, hey, did you know that Santa had a reindeer named Charlie? Charlie the brown-nosed reindeer? He was just as fast as Rudolph, but he wasn't able to stop as quick. What's number two, Marge?
I'm never going to be asked to go caroling at the psychiatric hospital again. In hindsight, singing, "Do you hear what I hear?" was not a good idea.
Here's number three. I think I've put on some weight lately. When I butt dial, it's now a conference call. Marge?
Yeah?
What's number four?
Oh, what do you call a whale with no underpants? Free Willy.
Which one do you like the best there, Marge?
I think I like the caroling joke.
Do you hear what I hear? I like the last two more. Go ahead.
What?
No, finish your thought.
When I told that joke at Christmas time when my family was here, and all 4 men who were present laughed out loud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Dave, which one? Yeah, so I put that on the list.
Dave, which of these 4 do you think gets the vote?
I like the reindeer.
How about you, Steve?
Butt dial.
This is what happens, Marge. Bobby, are you playing in the news?
I'm playing, and I don't know if I'm helping, though. I was going to say Free Willy.
There's one for everybody. Yeah. Hey, Pete, which one do you like the best? Pete goes with butt dial. Pete likes butt dial.
Wow.
I think I put on some weight lately. When I butt dial, it's now a conference call. Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, remember, Marge, say we make that one the joke of the month. We've now got 12 months, 12 jokes. We're going to do a 16-joke tournament. That means we've got room for 4 more. And we could throw in Do You Hear What I Hear? Or for that matter, Free Willy, which I kind of like too, as the wild card. We've got 4 play-in slots here. So we'll figure this out in the next couple of days. I've been dragging my heels on this, Marge. I have all of the jokes from the year and then all of the jokes each month that you've recommended. So give me a couple more days, and then we'll construct the brackets, okay?
Okay, yeah, let me know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, that sounded like you don't think it's going to happen, Marge.
No, I didn't mean it that way. That's not the way I intended it.
That's the way it came out.
I know you'll let us know. You'll make the announcement. I know you will.
Thank you, Marge. We love you. Thank you for your help. Stay warm over there.
Yeah, thank you, John. Bye-bye.
That's our friend Marge Sipla in LaGrange. Let's do a new batch of speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. We got a joke from Jerry Cohn in Homewood. Not in Thornton Township, thankfully, he says. No kidding. Talk about jokes, Jerry. Michael Rago in Edgebrook and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana sent us a joke. Liz Meisterling did in Glen Ellen. And our own Ashley Byhun gave us a joke today. Thank you, Ash. Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale, Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale, Dottie Bobson sent a joke. Dave Carr in Canada did, and Joe Wagner did. And Ed from Lyle, the proud owner of a WGN coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, sent us a joke too. Boy, it is cold outside, Dave.
How cold is it?
It's so cold I stepped on some dog poop yesterday and rolled my ankle. I heard the Canadian prime ministers resign. I don't know if it's Trudeau. I think it's adorable that they're putting jokes on the sides of snacks now, like this one. Serving size, 3 cookies. Or how about this one? Serving size, 4 ounces. Hilarious. Hey, Dave, last night someone broke into our house and took a dozen eggs. And weirdly, they also left a saucepan filled with warm water.
What do you think that was all about?
Police believe it was poachers.
Hey, John, do you have heated...
Hold on, I want to live with that for a second.
Okay.
All right, go ahead now.
John, do you have heated seats in your car?
I do, and you know why they call them heated seats, right? Because rear defroster was already taken.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray the boss at WGN Radio.
Wow!
And John Williams will star as John Williams.
John, we're going to have to let you go.
Why?
Well, for starters, we're sick of your stupid jokes.
And for the main course? Right? I don't want to say my 3 years of high school Spanish were a total waste of time, but 30 years later, all I can remember is, ¿Cómo tal-e-vous?
And in this scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person, and John Williams will star as a doctor.
Help! Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes, I'm a doctor.
Good. What's your specialty?
I have a doctorate of mathematics.
Well, my friend is dying.
Minus one.